music.
Tonight from 1, Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Mike Joyce in for Guy Garvey.
Of Sudan and the gardens of
Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me. Je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick. Hit me, hit me, hit me. In the wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho move their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, sehr fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. It's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
Hi everybody and welcome to Guy Garvey Show. And of course, it's not Guy Garvey, it's me. He's actually on holiday at the moment. I think he's taking some time off from making pop history, as is his wont. That was Ian Jury with Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. And before that, we heard The Clash with Magnificent Seven. Now, there's a link between those two. And you probably might know it, or you might not. But I'm going to tell you anyway. Norman Watroy played bass on both of those tracks. Obviously, Norman Watroy was the bass player from the Blockheads. And what a bass player. The bass line in that is mad. That's not right. I mean, how do you describe it? It's outrageous. One of the best bass lines I think I've ever heard in my life. Anyway, I played Magnificent Seven. That came out on Record Store Day. It was re-released last week, 16th of April, I think that was. And it was it came out on a 7-inch. And it was a great, great day for all the independent record shops, truly independent record shops across the UK. But I know that a lot of people went in there and bought the records and stuck them on eBay. A bit naughty, that. I don't know. Anyway, what have we got for you today? We've got children. We're sitting comfortably. Right, we're going to be playing some Blueprint sessions, which are live sessions from bands that you've probably heard of before, but I don't think you will have heard the sessions before. And those are going to be Austra, Dutch Uncles, and Fujie and Miyagi. And we've got some past classics, just like you heard there before, and some future ones too, I'd like to think. And this is one of them. This is Toro et Moi with Still Sound.
Yeah.
Is Toro Imoi, otherwise known as Chas Bundig, in a track called Still Sound. And right at the very end there's a great little chord change, and I'd wanted to leave that right to the very end, because I don't know when you used to play records, and just as it was running off, and you used to turn the music up as loud as you could up to number 10, just to find out whether there's anything different, because sometimes you'd hear just a band speaking or a band member or somebody doing something. Anyway, he's absolutely brilliant, that guy, and he's going to be playing at Friends of Mine Festival at Capesthorne Hall the weekend of the 20th to the 22nd of May. Now, I brought in the lineup. I reckon this is probably the best festival lineup I think I've ever seen. On Friday, we've got Bad Lieutenant, The Lightning Seas, Mr. Scruff, Jim Noir, The Farm, Goldblade, Lungs. I thought they were called The Lungs. Loads of other things on the Friday. On the Saturday, we've got The Cribs, Badly Drawn Boy, Buzzcocks, The Wedding Present, The Phantom Band, Cherry Ghost, Twisted Wheel, Dutch Uncles, and that's on the Saturday. On the Sunday, Charlatans, The Fall, Young Knives, The Whip, A Certain Ratio, Toro y Moi is playing on the Sunday. And even we've got some great DJs as well. Tim Burgess, Dave Haslam, me, Stephen Morris, Howard Marks. I think he's going to do a bit of talking, actually. I don't think he's going to be doing any DJing, but who knows? Anyway, he's absolutely brilliant, that guy. And I've got some more stuff of his. And you need to track him down, really. Toro y Moi, it's spelled T-O-R-O-Y, just the letter Y, M-O-I. As in moi. Right, the next track I'm going to play is I went to see Tame Impala last year, and they covered Remember Me by Blue Boy, and I was absolutely blown away by it. And I was speaking to somebody about it, and they said, have you heard the mashup that's between Stevie Wonder and Tame Impala it's not Blue Boy, it's Remember Me. And I said, no, I haven't heard it. And said, absolutely fantastic. Anyway, I managed to get hold of it, and here it is. See what you think.
I'm the one that I need to be.
How good is that? It's rather good, isn't it? It's fantastic. That's Tame Impala and Stevie Wonder, and that's a mashup of Remember Me. And if you go and get a chance to go and see Tame Impala, they're playing at the Roundhouse in London on the 22nd of June. I don't think they've got any British dates. They're in the US at the moment. But they're phenomenal live. Really, really good. Go and check them out if you get a chance. OK, I'm going to play a bit of very early Manchester for you now. And blink, you'll miss it. It's only 1 minute 49. So I'm going to play a couple back-to-back for you. This is a track by the Richard Kent Style. No, I hadn't heard of them either. It's a beat Manchester band from the early 60s. And also a band that used to be called Polytechnic, but are now called Driver Drive Faster. That's coming up after this trail.
Six music.
Well, hello there!
The best of the BBC Music Archive on Six. Playing legendary Peel sessions and some of the world's greatest concerts. Gillian Coe delves into the BBC archives, covering over 40 years of live music. Gillian Coe, Monday night from 10.
BBC Six Music.
Mike Joyce on Six Music.
I find it hard to believe a word of what I've heard. Still I seem to be spreading it.
That is Driver Drive Fast. And that's taken from their album Open House. That's coming out on the 20th of June on Acoustic Anarchy Records, which is a brilliant Manchester label, an independent label. And they always, a bit like that label Melodic as well, everything that they do is very pure and very cool and groovy. And they used to be called Polytechnic. And now I'm sure I've heard Mark play Polytechnic in the past. Oh yeah, big nods from Shell. Yes, because I remember seeing them actually in Manchester. I think they went over to the States and they tried to do something out there. I remember speaking to somebody that saw them out there. But that's a great sounding record, that, and the rest of the album's really good as well. You need to get hold of that. That's out on 20th of June on Acoustic Anarchy Records, and it's an album called Open House. Before that, I played the Richard Kent style, and that was from 1965, and that was a track called I'm Out. Brilliant, 1:49, and I went on the internet because I didn't know anything about them until I heard that record. I went on the internet and there's a website called the Manchester Beat, and I got really nostalgic, even though there's only two, but it was some of the venues that there used to be in Manchester, really interesting places, and you would not believe the artists that used to play in the 60s, and especially places around Market Street. I'm sure the people that are in the 50s and 60s will know exactly what I'm on about. I just missed out on that, but that's on their Acid Jazz record. And of course it's a re-release. I think it came out earlier on this year, but that's when the first time I heard of it. But the Richard Kent style, Manchester band, how cool is that? It's another band actually, it's been they've been embraced by Manchester just because they're great people. This is everything with Final Form.
Waters loud and Cecil humming, Twin Towers, oh, you gave your powers up. Thank you.
That is Everything Everything with Final Form. And I saw them at Blueprint the other day, at Blueprint Studios, and they were doing some rehearsing. They're actually writing the follow-up now to Man Alive, which is all very exciting stuff. That was, I think, the third or maybe fourth release from Man Alive. And they're going to be playing in Manchester at the Academy on Tuesday, the 2nd of May. Now, if you haven't seen Everything Everything live, you haven't lived, go and check them out. They're absolutely brilliant. And listen to the drums on that. If you can make a drum kit sound like a typewriter, you're all right in my book. What a drummer he is. And they're all really good people. I've met them a few times, and they've been down to Six Music quite a lot as well, haven't they? So were they at the Christmas do? Were they at the Christmas do. Yeah, that's, I remember everything because I was driving. But yeah, they're really good guys. And I went to see them with Crystal Castles and who else was on? Magnetic Man and The Vaccines. Yeah, and I got down there at about 9 o'clock and I saw them on the backstage area. And I was like, hi, all right, dead excited. No, sweaty. We've been on. We've done it because The Vaccines were on first and then Everything. Strange kind of turnaround in the billing there. But yeah, I missed them that time, but I've seen them before. They're absolutely brilliant. Get down to that one. In fact, I was speaking to them. I thought they should have been at the Academy. I don't know why they're on at the Academy too, but I suppose with that agent thing, you know, I mean, it's best to have it nice and full, isn't it, rather than some spaces. Or I really want to see them at the Ritz. That's my favourite gig in Manchester. Sorry, if you're not from Manchester, but it's shut here. Play some music. We don't care about Mank venues. All right, I'm going to play some music for you. Talking of Blueprint, this is the Blueprint, first of the three Blueprint sessions that I'm going to try and squeeze in over the next hour and a half or so. And this is Austra. This is a Canadian band. And I heard about these about 6 months ago. And the first track that I heard was called Beating the Pulse. And I fell in love with it. And I asked them if they'd like to come to Blueprint Studios and give us a session. And they duly did. And this is an amazing track. This is Lose It.
I never knew.
That's the first of your three Blueprint sessions, and that was Ausha, a Canadian band. And prior to that track, Lose It, is a track called Beat and the Pulse. Fantastic record. And there's a fragility to her voice, but a kind of power as well. She's classically trained. In fact, I did a great interview with her. You can go and check it out on YouTube. Not now, obviously, but make a note of it and have a look. Austra, A-U-S-T-R-A. And the band are fantastic, but yeah, what a voice she has. And it's quite dark. Beat and the Pulse, the track that was released prior to that, is well, a bit of lazy journalism, actually. They've got a goth tag. Don't know why. It's because, well, obviously, the people that said that, I haven't been to see them. But she talks about really writing in minor keys. I think maybe that's where it's come from. But go, if you get a chance, go and see them. Absolutely brilliant. I love that band. All right, we're going to have a bit of proper old school Manchester coming up after this trail.
Six Music.
Well, hello there!
The best of the BBC Music Archive on Six. Playing legendary Peel sessions and some of the world's greatest concerts. Gillian Coe delves into the BBC archives, covering over 40 years of live music. Gillian Coe, Monday night from 10.
BBC Six Music.
Mike Joyce on Six Music.
This one is dedicated to the people of the ghettos, especially the people of most side type. This time we live together, flock together like birds of a feather. Unity. Say, fi war,
Mike Joyce on 6 Music.
Someone tell me why I do the things that I don't wanna do. When you're around me, I'm somebody else.
You're listening to Guy Garvey's show with me, Mike Joyce, and we've got about another hour and a half left. I always started to get a little bit, once I've been here for about an hour, I started to get really upset because I've only got an hour left. It's a bit odd that really, isn't it? But yeah, because I want to play loads of tunes, I want to tell you about everything because everything's so exciting. Isn't music great? I was speaking to somebody the other day about that actually, and they were saying about how awful British music is and world music. I don't know where they're from, maybe in some kind of cave or something. I think world music's sounding better than it has been in years. I think genres are just starting to blur into each other. I think it's one of the best things that could happen to music. I mean, listen to Manchester music now, it's not defined by a certain sound, is it? It's just defined if you're from here or if you've come to live here. And that's fair enough in my book. All right, a little talk over. I'm going to play some King Creosote now. And again, I know that Mark's a big fan of this. And I think Shell might have been down at that gig. I'm not sure. Anyway, King Creosote and John Hopkins. This is a track, Bats in the Attic, a new track from their album, Diamond Mine. It's a newish track. But have a listen to the voice on this. When I first heard this, bottom lip started to go and everything. See what you think.
And I've gone silver in my travels, growing silver in my sideburns. I'm starting to unravel, heard my heartbeat on a downhill. I counted 18 on my pulse as Kilkenny Church struck 3 for 3 o'clock. What a what else? And you said 12 years in retirement. The hours go by like sips of water. The record lies unbroken, and no doubt it's wildflower in my diet. It's going to be the death of me. Sweet drum roll for those embittered big ideas. Such a waste of all that I had. You mentioned tiles to get around those conservation rules are locked down in the basement. I'm hanging upside down. I gag across my mealy mouth, and how I'll laugh out loud about that when I read your simple novel that uses all our real names and go make and us left dangling just a little shamefaced. It's such a waste of all that we have, and it's such a waste of all that we have, and it's such a waste of all that we have, and it's such a waste of all that we have, and it's such a waste of all that I am.
Ooh, that took me a bit by surprise. It was me thinking it went on a little bit longer. How beautiful is that? Really beautiful. That's King Creosote and John Hopkins. I didn't really know that much about John Hopkins. He's an electronic producer, I think. I think he's worked with Fortet, I know that for sure. But I'm not too sure who else he's worked with. But that's, I heard that and I was like, I like this record a lot. It's absolutely beautiful. What, the voices together, just, oh, wonderful. Anyway, that's off the album Diamond Mine. That's on Domino Records. Now I'm going to play you a track by LCD Sound System. A track called Get Innocuous. Now, I don't know whether you've seen LCD Sound System yet, but if you're going to go and see them, I think you best... I think it's too late. I think they actually played the last gigs in America a few weeks ago. But when they were in London, when they did some of the last gigs, I went to see them in Manchester last year, and it was fantastic with Hot Chip. But yes, I went to see them, and when they were in London, they did what was called the London Sessions, which is what it is. They just went booked in a studio and recorded a load of music, and in kind of like a John Peel way, I suppose you could call it. Anyway, this is one of the tracks. It's from the album The London Sessions. This is Get Innocuous.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Mike Joyce on Six Music.
That's John Fratelli from the Fratellis, and he's out on his own at the moment, and that's a track called Rhythm Doesn't Make You a Dancer. What a great title that is. And that's a sampler that was sent to me by those lovely people at Island Records from his new album that's coming out on June 11th on Island Records, obviously, Psycho Jukebox. Every track on there is a hit, yes, I mean, he's going to absolutely storm it when that comes out, I'm pretty sure. I don't know whether anything's being played on Six at the moment, but it will, trust me, because every track on there, it just sounds like every track's a hit. And also, I think the crafting that's gone into writing these songs is something that is, needs to be admired, really. That's the word. It just, rather than just kind of getting in the studio and banging them out and thrashing around, no, I can tell. I know these things, trust me. And I know there's been a lot of work gone into that and a lot of great production on it. And I wish him all the best, really. But anyway, he's going to be playing a tour in June. And the nearest to me, which all just me, myself and I, that's all I'm bothered about, is Preston. Of course, if you want to find out when he's going to be playing near you, then just go and put in John Fratelli, and I'm sure you'll find out. And of course, if you want to know anything more about the playlist that we've been playing today, then you'll be able to get that on the Six Music website. Before that, you heard LCD Sound System, and that's from the album London Sessions. That was a track called Get Innocuous. And like I said before, they came down to London when they played here last year, and they booked in the studio, and they recorded the album live. And you need to get that album, folks. Every single track on there is an absolute belter. That's what it is. Okay, back to the Blueprint Sessions. We've already had Ouster announce Fuji Fujie and Miyagi. And this Brighton, not a Brighton two-piece, just because they're called Fujie and Miyagi. They're actually a four-piece, but they are from Brighton, I know that. They came down to Bluepin and they played this absolute stonker called Yo-Yo. Is Fujie and Miyagi, and it's a track called Yo-Yo, and that's the second track that we're going to be giving you today from the Blueprint Sessions, and that's from a great album called Ventriloquizing. And I interviewed them, and do you know what? They've got that rather strange puppet thing on the cover, four puppets, and they play a track, a clip from the film on the website of that really, Dead of Night, is that what it's called? That really awful, scary film that was released in the 40s about a guy whose dummy starts speaking to him, gets him into loads of trouble. But Michelle and Chris are looking terrified in there, and I'm just telling them about it. And it's, the dummy sits on his knee and he gets him to, he's actually in jail. Well, I mean, he's got a bit of poetic license. How did the dummy get in the jail? Never mind. He's in jail. The dummy's getting him into loads of trouble. And the guy says to him, "You wouldn't tell them, would you? You wouldn't tell them." The dummy looks at him and goes, "Wouldn't I? Wouldn't I?" And I'm getting goosebumps now just thinking about it. It's awful. And anyway, they used the four dummies, and I was speaking to them about it, and I said, "Who's got the dummies?" And they were like, "We don't know. We don't like the dummies." They liked the idea of having the four of them portrayed as ventriloquist dummies, but once they had to keep them in the wardrobe, they weren't too sure. Anyway, get hold of that album. It's a cracking album. Okay, I'm going to play a track by Metronome now, a new band that's kind of hitting everywhere really at the moment, and doing the rounds and doing very well for themselves. And this is a track called The Look. I'm going to have that after this little ident.
BBC Six Music. A million reasons to listen to Sean Keaveney.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 14,735. He's very adaptable.
We move to the next door studio.
A new studio. A new studio. A new deal.
Number 23. He's like the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Usually we're over there. but today we're over here.
Number 623,911.
He's never melodramatic.
The engineer in Studio 4C has got the back off the supercomputer for the whole of the BBC.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
So if he puts his spanner in the wrong place, then that's going to take everything out. It's going to take four out. It's going to take two
weekday
out.
Weekday mornings
seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Who needs a million reasons to listen?
Mike Joyce on Six Music.
Remember how we shook.
Beautiful, that, isn't it? That's Metronomy. With the lot, I felt like I was interrupting them then. I hate people that speak over records. Well, no, I don't hate people that speak, a bit strong that. I'd rather people didn't speak over the end of records or over the beginning of them either. But that's just my personal choice. But just at the end then, I was like I was at the gig. I just didn't want to say anything in case. So what are you doing talking over my record? Anyway, that is Metronomy and that is The Look. And that's from the new album, English Riviera. And they've got loads of gigs coming up, but in Europe at the moment, actually. They've got a big tour on. And then they're going to be playing at the Parklife Festival in Manchester on the 12th of June. And then they're going to do Glastonbury, do all the festivals, and then back to the UK in September. Lucky for us, I can't wait to see that band live. I don't know whether you guys have seen them. Yes, we were getting nods from some people there. Yeah, I can't wait to see them. It's very exciting stuff because, again, very interesting. I mean, what is it? It's just kind of nice music to listen to rather than a specific type. So we're looking forward to seeing them. Okay, I'm going to play a bit of Julian Cope for you. This is a track called Charlotte Anne. Crackles and all.
Charlotte,
That is the magnificent genius. That is Julian Corbin. That's a track called Charlatan. And I played with him for a little while. I don't know whether you know. Oh, my name's Mike Joyce, by the way. It's not Guy Garvey. And I played with him in the 90s. And we did Wogan with that. And I tell you what, I don't think I've seen a more surreal, bizarre sight than Kopey warming up on stage at the BBC down in London and Wogan standing in front of him doing the link. I just thought, this is odd. This is very odd, because I thought it was because we were speaking to us, and I thought, what's Wogan going to say, really, to Julian Cope? So, how's it going? How's the old crystal meth? He's not really, is he? I mean, we're not going to kind of talk anything bizarre with him. He's just going to be... It's just entertainment, because, of course, to get on Wogan was a big deal. But Jules Holland... It wasn't really, but it was quite an interesting experience just to get on the programme. But it's great to work with Julian Cope. What an absolute star he is. And what an amazing track that is. A track called Charlatan. All right, I'm going to play a bit of Mogwai now. A track called Reino Penance. She's taking off their new album, which has got the album title of the year for me at the moment. I don't think it'll be beaten, and it's hardcore, Will Never Die, But You Will. Get on it. is Mogwai with Reino Paino. And you can get that for free if you go down to their website. Yeah, just go and knock on the door. If you go down to the website today, you'll be able to pick up that track for free. And anyway, they're on a massive US tour at the moment. I saw them in Manchester earlier on this year at the Academy, and they had the Twilight Sad supporting them. And they're a brilliant band. I like them a lot. Another American band. They're from, is it Kilsyth, I think it is. Oh, God, I hope that's right. Anyway, Glasgow, Scottish band. And they're going to be playing on the 1st of May at St Philip's Church in Salford. I don't know whether any of you cats have been to there, but it's a great venue. It is what it is. It is a church. So Gruff Rhys there and Dutch Uncle's there as well. But it's great because the security, I mean, obviously there is security, but there's people there kind of showing you around where to go and where to sit in the bar and stuff. And it's so sweet because it's all kind of churchgoers and church helpers. And it's a far cry from some of the other joints that you go to when you go and see a gig, because there's these lovely ladies with torches showing you, making sure you don't trip up and things like that. But get yourself down to that gig. 1st of May. In fact, it's tonight, isn't it? Or is it tonight? Oh, it could be, yes. Get yourselves out of that one. It'll be a great gig if you've not already missed it. Anyway, so should we have some Duke Spirit? That was a cracking chat, like, nice and heavy, and they're going to get heavier, even heavier still, with the Duke Spirit. And this is the Step and the Walk, but this is the Uncle remix, and that's coming up after this.
Six Music. Saturday mornings from 10.
Adam and Joe.
I was standing there waiting for my train, and I saw a guy on the concourse drop a 2p piece, and I thought, I'm not going to bother to say.
It's a lot of money.
You dropped your 2p because it's just 2p. Then as I was thinking that, I was thinking, we're in a financial crisis. I thought, I'm going to pick it up. Because by that time the guy had gone. Then I thought, it's going to look like I was just waiting for him to go away so I could pick up the 2p and steal it off him. Thinking, yes, he's dropped 2p and he hasn't realised. Now it will be my 2p.
This is like co-presenting a show with a tramp. Coveting a tuppenny piece.
Adam and Joe. Saturday mornings from 10 on BBC Six Music.
Six Music. Mike Joyce.
BBC Six Music.
We'll be right back.
don't know whether that was my stomach or not then. That's the Duke Spirit with the Step and Walk, and that's the Uncle remix, and it's fantastic, that, isn't it? You're listening to me, Mike Joyce, standing in for Guy Garvey, and this is Six Music, and I'm going to keep it on a bit of a groove trip for you cats out there in Radio Land. I'm going to play a bit of Charlens, and this is My Beautiful Friend, and this is the Lion Rock remix. That is the Charlatans with My Beautiful Friend, and that's the Lion Rock remix. And I told you before about the Charlatans playing the Friends of Mine Festival on that weekend of the 20th of May. They're actually playing on the 22nd, on the Sunday night, and Tim Burgess is curating the... it says Tim Burgess curated Sunday. Curated. Tim Burgess curated Sunday, which means that I presume he's going to be introducing the band. So, and of course he's going to be playing later on. I think I'm playing on the Sunday. I'm not too sure who else is playing on the Sunday, but there's loads of other great bands. If you've got a Friends of Mine festival, just type in FOM Fest and then you'll be able to find out. Right, I'm going to play you a track now by Gil Scott Heron and Jamie X. It's the guy from XX, would you believe? And he did a collaboration with him, and it's very good. It is too. It's very sympathetic, really. But it's when I first heard it, I wasn't too sure. And then I played it a few times and eventually just fell in love with it. But have a listen to this and see what you think. I love the snare. Check it out.
Don't you know. Dodging. We'll be right back.
That is Gil Scott Heron and Jamie Xx, and that's New York is Killing Me, and that's taken from the reworking of the album We're New Here. Do you like? You know, like? I really like that. I had a nice moment then, actually. It's about 4 or 5 in the morning. Oh, how lovely. Those moments are few and far between now, of course, very sensible with the children and the gardening and all that kind of thing. But yes, I do like that a lot. And until it grows on you as well, the more that you hear it, it just starts to sound more and more plaintive. More beautiful, really, shall we say. All right, last of the Blueprint sessions for you today, tonight. We've had Austria and we've had Fujia and Miyagi. And as promised, there's some Dutch uncles and they came out of Blueprint. And this was before, I think it was just before the album was released, Cadenza. And this is the title track from the album. This is Cadenza. That is Dutch Uncles with Cadenza, and that is the final of the Blueprint sessions that I've been bringing you this evening, and that's the title track of their new album. Fantastic it is as well. And they're playing Friends of Mine Festival. They're going to be playing on the Saturday. I don't know what time, obviously, but you need to get tickets for that one if there's any left. I think it only holds about 10,000, this festival, so get yourselves down to that one if you can. Okay, I'm rushing along here because I want to get some more music in. It's Steve Mason with All Come Down, but this is the Tom Elmhurst radio edit.
Does it all come down to me when I left you on the summer leaves? Does it all come down to me when I left you on the summer leaves? Does it all come down? Does it all come down? Can you fit through this? Can you fit through this? I'll guide you in the role I see. In the role I see beside me. Just for a while. Just for a while. Does it all come down to me? When I left you on the summer leaves, does it all come down to me? When I left you on the summer leaves, does it all come down? Does it all?
Is Steve Mason, and that's All Come Down, and that's the Tom Elmhurst radio edit taken, well, the original taken from the fantastic album Boys Outside, and it got his website for gigs, he's got loads coming up. Well, I've not been Guy Garvey, I've been Mike Joyce, but of course I just want to thank Guy and all the powers that be down here at the Beeb for giving me the opportunity to come down and play some songs, and also of course for Chris and Shell for laughing on the rubbish jokes. Right, I'm going to leave you with one final track, finally. Oh gosh, you see how I did that. This is Cherry Ghost with Finally, and this is the Time and Space Machine edit. Enjoy.
times seem to be the one, but all he ever wanted was to have a little fun. But now you've come along and brighten up my world. In my heart I know that you're that special kind of girl. Finally